Royal Valley Locker Room Chat, it continues tonight. It's high school basketball season. Pleased to be joined now by the Panthers boys coach. That is Chris Brown. It's brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Royal Valley opening the season on a Tuesday night. And how about it, coach? Big win to kick things off against Council Grove. Final score 71-34. Take us back to Tuesday night, man. That's a great way to start the season.
Yeah, came out very hot, scored 27 points in the first quarter, and thought we did a great job pushing the ball in transition. We got a sophomore point guard, Tayson Taylor. You know, if you look at his stat sheet, nothing jumps out at you that would say he played this incredible game. But, man, he just brought energy and effort and really got the ball out in transition and let some other guys shine. So I'm certainly pleased with his inaugural varsity debut for us last night and got us going. And then from there, you know, we're able to extend it each quarter and get everybody in, and everybody had a chance for some success, so that was a great way to start the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it, considering, you know, you guys took some bumps last year, you know, four wins, but you brought back some interesting players. I mean, Landon Gilbert, I think seeing him as a freshman and kind of seeing where he is today, you know, he was producing at a pretty high level in his freshman year, and he's, I think, one of the better players, top 10 type player here in the Big East League. He's kind of leading that charge for you down low, but Landon Gilbert, what'd you see from him on Tuesday night and kind of the expectations this season?
Yeah, you know, Landon was great. We're still a relatively young team, and our varsity group of 12 guys has eight freshmen and sophomores. And then Landon sitting there as the junior, but this is a cat who's played in plenty of games, right? He started about midway through his freshman year and wants to win so bad and willing to do whatever it takes to do that. He was awesome last night. He had a double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, scored his 18 points on 11 shots. You know, our other upperclassman that really dominated last night that's kind of the same way is Tristan Murata. He's our lone senior. Been playing since his sophomore year, right? A couple rough years, and he had a great night last night. You know, he scores 19 points and has five assists and no turnovers, and you know, scores his 19 points on 14 shots. That's always what we're looking for. We want more than 1 point per shot. So couldn't have been more proud, you know, for a relatively young team, and certainly throwing some guys in there in their kind of their first varsity experience. We had kind of our you know, steady hands in Landon and Tristan last night, and they both, you know, totally controlled and totally dominated the game.
Yeah, just dominance, you know, across the board against Council Grove, against 71-34 that final, and now you get ready for back-to-back games on Thursday and Friday, so you're really into the year now as it's officially off and running, a game scheduled at Nemaha Central on Thursday night, and then you go to Jackson Heights on Friday. Just kind of the expectations for these next two games here to close out this week.
Sure. I mean, it's, you know, seven games before Christmas break for us, starting last night. That was going to be seven games in 17 days. So felt like we had an incredible, 2 weeks of practice leading up to that. And then now it's just kind of time to play and see where we're at. And certainly very unique game with Nemaha on Thursday, where, you know, 72 hours ago, they were celebrating a state championship, football win. So, certainly know that they haven't had a chance to get in there and, you know, be a well-oiled machine at this point, I'm sure, but talk about a group that's going to hit you with some physicality and some athletes and, you know, just some great kids. And obviously Coach Thomas, there's, you know, they know what's going on there. So I'm guessing we get a good shot from them on Thursday. And then a very similar thing on Friday, you know, where we played back-to-back teams here that went deep in the football playoffs with just unbelievable athletes and good kids. So we're certainly expecting a step up in competition the rest of the week and know we need to play our best and hoping we can lean on, you know, our 12 really good practices we had the first 2 weeks of the season and then the excitement and the energy that we were able to build last night in that opening win and hopefully keep it going, but certainly expecting the level of competition to increase significantly with two really good teams.
Yeah, great start for the Royal Valley boys. Again, you mentioned Tristan Murata with 19, Landon Gilbert 18 with a double-double in the big win against Council Grove, and now back-to-back games Thursday and Friday for the Panthers at Nemaha Central on Thursday. They go to Jackson Heights on Friday to close out week one of the basketball regular season. Well, thanks again, Coach. We always appreciate it. We're off and running now, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Always fun talking to you.